This week, the fatal shooting of a University of North Carolina student alarmed parents across the country. The recent spate of school shootings has driven communities to look for new solutions to guarantee student security. Here's one that lawmakers in Arizona are considering. It would allow people with something called concealed carry weapon permits, or CCW permits, to bring their guns onto university or community college campuses. Utah permit holders may already bring their guns onto state university property. As Mark Brody from KJZZ in Phoenix reports, Arizona and other states are looking to follow Utah's lead.
For Arizona State Senator Karen Johnson, the shooting at Virginia Tech last year didn't give her the idea to allow CCW permit holders to carry on campus, nor did the incident at Northern Illinois last month. The Phoenix area Republican decided to sponsor her bill after hearing from the husband of a teacher.
He says, I fear for her every day that she goes to school. She does have a CCW permit, but of course she's not allowed to carry the gun on campus. And he says, every day I wonder, is some crazy going to come into her school and is she going to be a sitting duck?
Johnson's measure originally would have allowed anyone with a CCW permit to carry their weapon into any elementary school, junior high, high school, or other educational facility. She's since narrowed that down to colleges and universities. But law enforcement officials at the schools aren't excited about the proposal. John Pickens is the police chief at Arizona State University in Tempe. He says allowing more guns on campus would make his job harder.
I think it'll delay the response in terms of trying to identify the correct target. In those type of situations, other serious crimes, the proper target or suspect, if you will, is critical to avoid accidental shootings.
Pickens says it can get chaotic when there's a shooting incident, and officers need to know who's on their side and who isn't. But Michael Fancher isn't worried about that. The 23-year-old ASU math and chemistry major is the campus leader of the National Group Students for Concealed Carry on Campus and the president of Arizona Students for Concealed Carry on Campus.
Bullets usually don't come from the crowd. We'd be sitting with the crowd. The crowd at the time would know who the good guy is, who the bad guy is. And if the situation were taken care of by the time the police arrived, we know not to sit there and have our weapons drawn when the police showed up.
Fancher says even when police response times are fast, as they reportedly were at Northern Illinois University, officers can't get to the scene faster than someone who's already there. And he says every shot fired could be someone who dies.
We'd like to have the odds even that if you come in to any classroom on campus and you say, I'm going to shoot you, you have people that can actually do something about it.
Lawmakers are making similar arguments in other states. A number of states have introduced bills on this subject in the last 2 years, including Alabama, Washington, and Indiana. Vincent Bottolato of the National Conference of State Legislatures says the issue isn't black and white, but he does expect it to continue to be debated around the country.
Hopefully we won't have any more tragedies like Northern Illinois or Virginia Tech to keep this in the news and keep this on the radar screen. But I'd say for this legislative cycle, at least in 2008, it will be a fairly popular topic.
Bottolato says those high-profile incidents seem to have been driving factors in lawmakers trying to allow guns on campuses. But in Arizona, university police officials want to keep guns out of most people's hands.
I believe that we should leave the professional law enforcement to the professionals.
ASU Police Chief John Pickens worked at Northern Illinois University before he came to Arizona and says he knew a lot of the officers who responded to the shooting there last month. He says nobody can know how they're going to react to these types of incidents until they happen. That's why he says police officers have ongoing training to help prepare them for these situations. That's all very well and good, says Arizona State Senator Karen Johnson, but if those trained officers aren't there, they can't protect anyone.
The criminals in these different incidences never obey the law. Never. I mean, in fact, they would look to go to places that say gun-free zones, no guns here, because they know that there's not going to be anybody in there to stop them.
Johnson's bill is awaiting debate in the state Senate. It would then need the approval of the state House and the governor before becoming law. ASU Police Chief John Pickens says if that happens, his department will have to adapt and likely change its training methods. For NPR News, I'm Mark Brody in Phoenix.